The White House has said that they are refocusing on the Middle East after those distractions of both the president's birth certificate and then, of course, the Osama bin Laden raid on that compound in Pakistan. And to that end, the president will deliver an important speech regarding his administration's Middle East policy tomorrow. He's expected to discuss some countries that he's really, to a certain extent, ignored, like Bahrain and Yemen in the past, places where he's been less vocal about criticizing the government, less aggressive in terms of reacting than he has been in, say, Egypt or even Libya. It's been 5 months, as we said, since the uprising began in Tunisia, and we wanted to check in with three friends who we've talked to regularly since the first protests began last December. Nancy Youssef came to America from Egypt. She now works as a professor of English literature at CUNY Baruch in New York. That's the City University of New York. Naimi Noor moved to the U.S. from Tunisia 10 years ago and is founder of the Tunisian Cultural and Information Center in New York City. And we're hoping to get our friend Raja Athalbani from Yemen if we can contact her. But Nancy, let me begin with you, because it appears, although the active revolution in Egypt has ended, the push towards democracy is still very much in action right now. Are you expecting the president to say something about the formation of the new government in Egypt?
Well, I hope he doesn't say something specific about what kind of new government should be formed, but I hope that he, I hope he does say something about the importance of the transition that the country is going through now, and expresses some sort of commitment to supporting in any way possible and in any way that's requested the sort of success of the elections and also support for the country in moving forward economically.
Are you one of those who feels that the president has been really inconsistent in his reaction to the uprisings in different countries throughout the Middle East and North Africa, and that this is an opportunity for him to bring some consistency to his Middle East policy?
I'm not sure inconsistent is the right word. Certainly, some of the silences have been puzzling. It took a long time for him to say something about Libya. That became sort of legible when we saw the evacuation of American citizens from the country. He's been virtually silent on Bahrain. That's sort of troubling. Muted on Syria. I mean, some of this is reflection of just how surprising these events are, how different these countries are, different levels of American influence in them. I do think that a speech like this at this moment, when the dramas in these different countries are at so many different stages, is it actually an opportunity to refocus our attention on the broader, the broader tendency in the region. So the revolutions in Tunisia and Egypt happened very quickly, and I think we're sort of conditioned to expect, next week it will be Jordan, and the week after that will be Syria. It's obviously not working out that way.
Yeah, it's not quite the domino fall that many people had thought it would be. That's Nancy Youssef, who came to the United States from Egypt, now a professor of English literature. Naima Noor also joins us. She came to the U.S. from Tunisia 10 years ago. Naima, what could the president possibly say that you might be more influential than the example of Tunisia has been?
Good morning, and thank you for takeaway. Thank you, Celeste, for hosting us. I think that President Obama would have to take care of the economic part of these countries that have been liberated from these dictators and encourage and increase and enhance the economic part. That is what would help very much these countries that we are living, like Tunisia.
Do you mean send more aid? Is that what you mean?
Business. To increase partnership and businesses and investments. And yes.
So business investment being one example of a concrete U.S. policy that the president could refer to in his speech. I'm wondering, the inconsistency that was referred to a moment ago has a lot to do with the fact that the pre-existing alliances in the Middle East are very difficult challenges for U.S. policy. Nancy Youssef, I wonder if you would advise, as dramatic as it sounds, that President Obama cut ties with the regime in Saudi Arabia, because doing it now is going to be easier than doing it later. The Saudis are going to have to sell their oil no matter what. It's better for the U.S. to get out from underneath the Saudi regime rather than to be seen as an ally as this wave moves across the Middle East.
That's an interesting proposition.
Want to put you on the spot there, Nancy.
Yeah, no, that's very, I mean, that's very interesting. What I have been thinking about is that, you know, that he's delivering this speech, you know, not in the Middle East, but here in the States at the, I believe he's going to give it at the State Department, is that right? And, you know, the audience, I think, for this speech is, it's both the Middle East, but it's also us. So the question you raise about breaking ties in Saudi Arabia really provocatively puts before us the fact that our, you know, we have to face up to the fact that, you know, it's largely true that American interests in the region have been about oil and about the security of Israel. You know, that's the perception over there, and, you know, it's largely true. So part of what the Arab Spring has brought before us is the missing part of our policy, which is a real advocacy for, you know, for democracy, for rule of law, for human rights. And these things have been perceived to be sort of opposed to one another, that we can't actively pursue both agendas, you know, secure our interest in the oil and in Israel, and also encourage these mass movements. So, you know, Obama's a really smart man, and one of the things he's really good at is transcending these sort of false oppositions and opening up new ways of thinking. So that's really what I would like to see the speech do. I don't think we need to dramatically break off relations with Saudi Arabia, but we do need to think about that conflict in our foreign policy.
That's Nancy Youssef, in the United States now, but originally from Egypt, now works as a professor of English literature at the City University of New York, Baruch. And Naima Noor moved to the U.S. from Tunisia 10 years ago, founder of the Tunisian Cultural and Information Center, USA, in New York City. They're talking about a speech the president is expected to deliver tomorrow. Yes, from the State Department. He's expected to talk about Middle East policy and perhaps address some of these countries like Bahrain and Yemen that Nancy points out has been largely ignored by the U.S. White House administration in the past. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks.
Thank you.